So now we're picking up with the Dayenu. It's a very important song. And what we're stressing is each of these miracles would have been enough for us to celebrate this night. And this is a very important point, because you guys are going to come home at night and you're going to say, honey, that was such a delicious supper. You're such an amazing wife. Thank you so much. She's going to look at you and say, that's it? And you're going to say, no, I appreciate that you washed the dishes after the supper. And she's going to say, that's it? And you say, no, of course not. I appreciate that you went out and bought it. And she's going to say, that's it? And you say, no, I'm not done, honey. Why do you keep interrupting me? I have so much more to say. Okay. Okay. Part of what has to happen tonight, it's not only about giving over the message to our children about the truth of Judaism. It's also about ourselves, recognizing how much appreciation we should have. And if you don't break it down and say, I know you dealt with the kids this morning. I know you changed 30 diapers in the course of the day. I know that you took care of 3 accidents the kids had during the day. I know that you fed them, you picked them up from Gan, you dropped them off at Gan, you wiped all those noses. And after that, you fed them breakfast, you fed them lunch. Aside from that, you cleaned up from all that, you bought the food, you bandaged I don't know how many needs, you sat down and listened to how many stories, you patiently gave advice to each and each. If you start going through the day, there are so many things to say thank you for. But a healthy person has to be reminded. Even if you want to say thank you, we overlook it. So the Dayenu is very important, because the Dayenu retraces pivotal points, pivotal steps. Really, each of these steps could be broken down into more. But what we're saying is, look at this pivotal point. This would be enough to celebrate and give thanks to Hashem tonight. Kama ma'alot tovot namakom aleinu. Ilu ilu otzeyanu min Mitzrayim lo asa bahem shvatim dayenu. Ilu asa bahem shvatim velo asa velo heyem dayenu. Dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dai dayenu, 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 dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dai dayenu. Dayeno, Elo natan lanu mamnam elo kalanu etayam dayeno. Elo lanu etayam elo dirando kala dayeno. Day dayeno, day dayeno, day dayeno, dayeno, day dayeno, day dayeno, day dayeno, dayeno, dayeno. Ilo manu tochava velo shikato endo dayeno. Ilo shikato endo velo si vengono vengsha dayeno. Dai dai no dai dai no dai dai Ilusgaito en mandavim shana velo hilano etaman dayeno. Ilano etaman velo nanano etashama dayeno. Dai dayeno, dai dayeno, dai dayeno, 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 dai dayeno, dai dayeno, dai dayeno, 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 Dai dai no, dai dai no, dai dai no, dai no, dai no, dai no, dai dai no, dai dai no, dai dai no, dai no, dai no. Ilan na no te to avero ni san le ti se dai no. Ilan na no le te no na no le to ga dai no. Dai dai no, dai dai no, dai dai no, dai no, dai no, dai no, dai dai no, dai dai no, dai dai no, dai no, dai no. So each time we say if we'd have this and not that, that would be enough. This and not that. Okay, so what did we say? What did Hashem do for us? Took us out of Egypt. Punished the Egyptians, punished their gods, destroyed their firstborn, gave us their wealth, split the sea, led us through it on dry land, drowned our oppressors, provided our needs in the desert for 40 years, fed us the spectacular man, gave us Shabbos, brought us before Mount Sinai, gave us the Torah, brought us the land of Israel, built us the temple to atone for our sins. Wow. Okay, and now we come to the pivotal point of the Haggadah. Now, we refill the cups, and what we're going to do now is say, this is the pivotal points of the Seder. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. And if you say, if you didn't get this, you didn't get the point. And every generation, a person has to imagine that he himself left Egypt and give thanks. And so then we end off the Maggid with thanks and a blessing in the second cup of wine. So that's it. This is the pivotal part, these next two pages. This is the pivotal part of the Maggid. All this was build up, telling you how to do it. But what's at the key of it all? Rabban Gamliel Yomar. But first, we have to refill the wine. So, guys. Right, but you emptied your cups a little bit by pouring out your finger worth into that. Now, those of you who don't like dipping your finger into the cup, mm-hmm. pour out a drop each time. Pour out onto the plate. You don't have to stick your finger in. What?
Forks okay too?
I didn't hear you.
Forks okay too?
I guess, yeah.
No, that's too far.
Okay, he says, no, you look, could I have the grape juice?
I was just
being because for the first four, he didn't drink drugs, but when the Egyptians were suffering,
Mama, she had to
stay. Okay.